Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Record Poll. This is Kim
and Fagan.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Trust, Free From Rural Radio. You just heard Forget It by Blood Orange. And interestingly enough, we are actually doing a full Blood Orange special tonight.
We are.
It's Fagan's idea.
It was my idea because, see, I'm working on my CD collection. Actually, I have a pretty good... I have an extensive CD collection, I would say. And I purchased 6 Blood Orange CDs. So, they sound great. Been listening to them a lot. And thought we would kind of continue the Blood Orange vibe. Mm-hmm. I originally was like, oh, I'll listen to all the ones on CDs. On all the CD song... All the CDs and, like, rank how the songs sound. But... You know, got the week got away from me a little bit. And also, some of the best songs we unfortunately could not play.
And, yeah. And technically, technically CDs are the exact same as...
This is true. It's true.
It's all digital audio.
It's true.
So, it's cute and fun.
Right.
But it does sound the same as Spotify. Or whatever your streaming platform is that you may be using.
Ours is Spotify.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I've been a huge Blood Orange fan forever. Fagan's a huge Blood Orange fan. Something that we
I feel like it
mesh
kind of,
well with.
It kind of, I don't know if it started our friendship, but it brought us
definitely
together.
Brought us together. It's a big thing for our music taste. It's a big overlap. And yeah, so we kind of organized it like we're starting with Coastal Grooves, which I think is my favorite album.
I think
so,
too.
We have the most from Coastal Grooves. And then we have a little One Negro Swan song in between those. And then I'm also a big fan of Devontae Hines. So Devontae Hines is Blood Orange, for those who don't know. It's actually one guy. And he... Well, I'll get into this later. But he is a composer and does film scores and stuff. So... I have a few of his film scores, just like pieces in there. But yeah, let's keep going. Next, we have Champagne Coast off the same album.
Lovely tune.
Classic.
Come to my bed. true. So true.
And there you have it, Coastal Grooves, Best Of. But really, Coastal Grooves is such a good album. Like, you should, if you haven't listened to the full thing, listen to the full thing, because it's so good. Yeah, Forget It was my introduction to Blood Orange. Like, really? The Nerve soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sarah. She told me she discovered Blood Orange from To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I think.
Is there one of his songs in there?
You're Not Good Enough, apparently.
Huh.
Which is our closer and a fabulous song, but I had no idea. Like, who would have thought?
I didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, he has... I have one of these songs in the playlist, but he did the score for Palo Alto, if you know that movie. But that's not, like, a very... It's not a super popular movie. It's kind of a weird... Have you seen it?
No.
It's kind of weird.
It's all him?
It's... Yeah, he did the whole score. And it's... I don't know. We'll listen to it. I really like this piece, but it's... Yeah, it's kind of just like a teenage, like, you know, what's her name? Jenna Robert? Is that her name? The one girl that's in Scream Queens, who's kind of annoying. Julia Roberts? Like, the one girl. I don't know. She's like, the main girl.
I'm so bad at...
I think it's an A24 movie, or it at least is like very much that vibe. Oh, and what's his name is in it? Dave Franco or whatever.
I totally get that vibe. Like,
so it's the Nerve vibe. She was the Nerve girl. Wasn't it both of them in Nerve too?
I have no idea.
Right?
Okay,
I've
never seen this movie. Hello, Alto. Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts. Yes. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, I almost had
Were they
it.
Both in there?
Weren't they? They were the people. They were the two leads in
Yeah,
Nerve.
She was in Nerve, too. That was also a
but
good movie.
But was it Dave Franco? James Franco? I don't know. There's two of them, right?
Dave, I think.
I don't
think know. Dave. He was the one who was in 21 Jump Street?
Yeah.
Maybe. One of them. Anyway.
Okay. Next we have Slim Let's Go, which is, I haven't seen this movie, but I love this score. It's from the movie called Queen and Slim, and Devonta Hines did the whole score for this movie as well. And there's a lot of great, like, little ambient pieces in it that I really like. And then we have Dinner off of his, like, Dinner EP, which Bad Girls is also on the EP. It's so good.
We should have put that on here, but...
Is it explicit? No.
No, it's actually not.
They're both really good. Two of my favorites for sure. And then Good For You off of Angel's Pulse. And then we'll close out with the Palo Alto song, April's Daydream, and then we'll come back and do a PSA. But yeah. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was the sorry
excuse us
excuse me that was April's Daydream from Palo Alto.
I'm definitely gonna watch that movie now. Do you know what it's on?
No, but I maybe Amazon Prime or something. All just
right.
Just look it up. I was able to watch
yeah,
it.
Maybe I'll Google
YouTube.
It maybe
it's kind of like, I don't know, it is very like teenage dirtbag. I
love
guess it. I don't know. And there's this weird like side plot, I guess maybe this is the main plot, I couldn't really tell, where like the teacher, who is Dave Franco, and like Emma Roberts, who is the student, kind of like each other.
What?
And like he like tut- or no, she babysits his son, and then like, yeah, there's a weird thing going on there.
Okay, I'm gonna watch that. Sounds good. And if, wait, you said he made the whole score?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good score. Okay, let's do a PSA.
So here are some numbers to think about. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Sam.
Can't even imagine what that would be today. Probably like one or two people.
When was this?
What, 2017.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's pretty dated. Well, guys, it's even worse, so...
Just trust us.
Strap in. anyways. The next little tranche we have is Jesus Freak Lighter. Oh my God, so good.
Remember, it
came out beginning of freshman year here. And so beginning of last year. And it just reminds me of walking uphill from Miller to my class. I love that song. It's such a good song. And I have Squash Squash, which is my favorite Blood Orange song ever.
What? It's explicit.
I don't know. It's not. It's actually not explicit. Okay. It says that it is, but there's no explicit words in it.
Okay.
So I don't understand why it says that. And I've played on the radio before, so...
We're good.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, don't look at me like that. but I love this song. I like just the entire, just everything about it, the composition, and like basically I love when he uses saxophone. We'll see in another song, Chosen, later there's like a saxophone intro, and I love the saxophone. He uses a lot of saxophone. Anyways, this, I don't even actually know if there's actually saxophone in this song. I think there is, but the beginning is like a voice recording from his phone of this lady singing opera in like a tunnel in New York or something. And then he like layers that with the song. It's just so good. And anyways, the reason I know all this stuff is because I've watched every single interview ever that he's been in, and they're so interesting. If you haven't watched them, you should, for sure.
I will. Kim's a Blood Orange freak.
The Red Bull one, or I think it's the Red Bull one that he does, is really good. And watch his TED Talk too.
Oh yeah, I actually have been meaning to.
It's so good.
I'm gonna have a lot of free time over spring break.
Yeah, it's not very long, I don't think, but the interviews are long, but the TED Talk is pretty short. But basically, he has synesthesia, so he like pairs sound with color, and he like composes music in a really interesting way that he goes through in his TED Talk. But I wrote an essay about synesthesia freshman year, and I included his like composition in it. So, not to flex, but it's awesome, and you can definitely like hear that in his music, and like yeah. He paints when he writes music. He's, you know, creating a visual and an auditory piece in his brain. Crazy stuff.
Musician of our generation, one might say.
Yeah. So yeah, let's keep listening. This is Jesus Freak Lighter, very recent, pretty recent release. We'll be right back.
silence on my estate.
Great song, just transported back to freshman year.
Truly, that was Something You Know, which was the first, I don't know if it was the first Blood Orange song that I listened to, but the first Blood Orange song that I like looped and got me hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Got me coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
And then just tapped into Coastal Grooves, got into the rest of it, and here we are.
Yeah, Squash Wash does have the saxophone. I've done that before with the same song on the radio, being like, does it? It's just that melody, that line that it does is so.
It was cool.
Oh,
cool
it's sound. So nice. So warm. Anyways, next we have two closing songs from Cupid Deluxe, which underrated album for sure. Chosen and You're Not Good Enough.
I was gonna throw Uncle Ace on, but we have played like multiple one. Times, I feel.
Really?
We played it at least once before, okay. So.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is a
very
good song.
Underrated. Yeah, let's just let this go. This is Kim and...
Fagan.
And you're listening to Record Pole on 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Trust, Free From Radio. I wanted you to be able to say your own name. I didn't forget your
name.
Oh,
and before we sign out, happy birthday to my son.
Yes.
Taylor is 6 years old today. He's such a big boy. And I love him so much. So, everybody, Beautiful. Give him your birthday love.
So much younger than Pinky. My dog is 13 years old.
Well, my other dog is 15 years old.
Oh.
If we want to make a competition.
Hey, okay. Never mind.
My boy Remy.
You know. Okay. It's not a competition, actually. So, thank you guys for listening tonight. And... this is, or no, we're actually no, Relax and Run first, and then we're doing Cupid Deluxe, so hopefully we'll
have time.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Cheers, a spark, a feeling, what's left?
dread, boring, nothing but dread. Choose a spark and run it to death. Try, forget it, keep it, what's left.
Falling, come out and dance. I see a lot of these things lately, I know none of it is real.
Next to me, you know that you were never good enough.